It's the first of the Says You Bluffing Rounds. Lenore, each of you will receive a card defining a word. Only one has the actual definition. The other two will get cards that say, please bluff. Those poor souls have a few seconds to make up a definition on the spot, good enough to fool Barry's team. 10 points up for grabs to Barry, if he can find the bluffer, or to you, Lenore, if he can't. A few seconds to come up with a definition for the word oclupanid. OCCLUPANID. Oclupanid. Gentlemen?
Does he find these words?
Upstate New York this June. First, a stop at the Smith Opera House in Geneva, New York on Friday night, June 4th. Then on Saturday, June 5th, we'll play The Palace in Syracuse with a live performance of the show. Tickets, information, and details are available at sayu.net. That's S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U. Where if you follow that Join the Fun link, we'll show you how to join the fun. So remember, that's Friday, June 4th, and now Saturday, June 5th. Finger Lake Frivolity with Says You. Says You returns after this from home. That is Jeremy Schrader's Hot Memphis Five. Mr. Schrader himself on vocals and trumpet, Chip Henderson on the banjo, Tom Link on clarinet, Sean Murphy on tuba, and Gerald Stevens on the ivories. Thank you very much, guys. We have had a few moments with the word oclupanid. We will go first to Carolyn Fay Fox.
Oclupanid. It's a rather awkward, cumbersome word for something that's very useful. If you hike in the woods, you know that you need to hide your food from bears. And a bag that you use to put your food in and hang it in a tree to keep it away from bears is an oclupanid. It can be any bag. It can be a Vera Bradley print, you know, for all the bears care. That's what it is.
A hanging storage bag?
For food. To hide it from bears. When you hike in the woods.
And if the
bear... I get it. Actually did Benny there, what do you know? Whoa. It is a bag you hang in the trees and the bears can't get it, and that's the oclupanid. That's good. That's a good possibility. Or Arnie, it might be something else.
It's a punch in the face.
A punch in the face?
No, it's an unfulfilled obligation in contract law, or basically a broken promise.
A broken promise, legally speaking, is an oclupanid. You go back on your word, you have...
You have violated an arrangement.
Okay, that is an oclupanid. Could be that, too. Or, Lenore, yet a third alternative.
I was thinking it might be a girdle... or Spanx or something like that, because it closes you in, and panid is like your gut. But then when I got the card, I was way off. It actually is the little sort of plastic thing that closes up food items or bags or bread or, you know, it's a little twisty thing. It's square and plastic.
The little square plastic.
You know that thing?
Yeah, the little plant on the top of.
Sure. Like it's got the date on it. Tells you sometimes when you. You lose them all the time, you know.
Well, it is either that, a broken promise, legally speaking, or that hanging bag that you use to keep the bears at bay. It's one of those three, and the choice, Barry, is yours.
A clue sounds like it comes from a clue makes.
Right.
An occlusion
you
is
can't
a blocking of something.
You can't see it. Right. So a blocking and a pan comes from sort of all. So I would guess, my guess would be that it's Carolyn's. It's a hanging bag to hide food from bears when you're hiking in the woods on a long day.
We got it.
And your head. Any thoughts?
Well, I believe that that's called a bag. And in camping parlance, they hang the bag up there.
Okay.
However, if you label it, it might so confuse any bears that could read. They're liable to just go cross-eyed and collapse. Two of them obviously have to do with covering, right? And then a broken promise and awkward.
Garland, what do you think?
Why not?
Well,
why not?
I mean, I was following along with Lenore for a long time, but the oclupanid is a long word for a little plastic thing. And when I'm in the kitchen, which is almost never, looking for one of those those little plastic things, I would want it to be called, or I would think it would be called a spork or a
bleem.
Bleem, or a, yeah, it would not take me that long to say a word when I'm just trying to wrap up plastic.
Do you think the pan in aquapanit is for bread? That they're playing off of the idea oclu to close bread.
I think we're overthinking this. So.
Making the bear look pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the bear's looking good. Let's go, if it's okay with you team members, let's go with the bear bag.
Sure. Carolyn, they have come to the conclusion that it's the bear bag. The bag you hang in the tree, the bears can't get it, the food is safe. Is that in fact what an oclupanid is?
No, I made it up.
Oh!
You did.
Uh-oh.
And earned your team 10 points, which means someone else was telling the truth. Audience, who do you think it was? I think basically the little plastic thing that seals the bag is taking the day. Lenore, that was your definition. Is that, in fact, what it means?
Oclu to close pan bread. Oh, just what you said. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, indeed.
That's what it was.
The one time logic would have worked.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me, but then of course.
The little plastic piece. I always wondered what that was called. It's the oclupanid.
You need those.